Page 409. "Ah, Sir Launcelot," said the hermit, "your heart and your courage will never be done until your last day, but ye shall do now by my counsel. Let Sir Bors depart from you, and let him do at that tournament what he may." "And by the grace of God," said the knight hermit, "by that the tournament be done, and ye come hither again, Sir Launcelot shall be as whole as ye, so that he will be governed by me." Chapter 18. How Sir Bors returned and told tidings of Sir Launcelot, and of the tourney, and to whom the prize was given. Then Sir Bors made him ready to depart from Sir Launcelot. And then Sir Launcelot said, "Fair cousin, Sir Bors, recommend me unto all them unto whom me ought to recommend me unto. And I pray you, enforce yourself at that jousts, that ye may be best, for my love. And here shall I abide you at the mercy of God till ye come again." And so Sir Bors departed, and came to the court of King Arthur, and told them in what place he had left Sir Launcelot. "That me repenteth," said the king, "but since he shall have his life, we may all thank God." And there Sir Bors told the queen in what jeopardy Sir Launcelot was when he would assay his horse. "And all that he did, madam, was for the love of you, because he would have been at this tournament." "Fie on him, recreant knight," said the queen, "for wit ye well I am right sorry, and he shall have his life." "His life shall he have," said Sir Bors, "and who that would otherwise except you, madam? We that be of his blood should help to short their lives." "But, madam," said Sir Bors, "ye have been oft times displeased with my lord Sir Launcelot, but at all times at the end ye find him a true knight." And so he departed. Page 410. And then every knight of the Round Table that were there at that time present made them ready to be at that jousts at All Hallowmas, and thither drew many knights of divers countries. And as All Hallowmas drew near, thither came the King of Northgales, and the King with the 100 knights, and Sir Galahaut, the haut prince of Sir Lewes, and thither came King Aguisance of Ireland, and the King of Scots. So these three kings came on King Arthur's party. And so that day Sir Gawain did great deeds of arms, and began first. And the heralds numbered that Sir Gawain smote down 20 knights. Then Sir Bors de Ganis came in the same time, and he was numbered that he smote down 20 knights. And therefore the prize was given betwixt them both, for they began first and longest endured. Also Sir Gareth, as the book saith, did that day great deeds of arms, for he smote down and pulled down 30 knights. But when he had done these deeds, he tarried not, but so departed, and therefore he lost his prize. And Sir Palomides did great deeds of arms that day, for he smote down 20 knights. But he departed suddenly, and men deemed Sir Gareth, and he rode together to some manner adventures. So when this tournament was done, Sir Bors departed, and rode till he came to Sir Launcelot, his cousin. And then he found him walking on his feet, and there either made great joy of other. And so Sir Bors told Sir Launcelot of all the jousts, like as ye have heard. "I marvel," said Sir Launcelot, "that Sir Gareth, when he had done such deeds of arms, that he would not tarry." "Therefore we marveled all," said Sir Bors, "for but if it were you, or Sir Tristram, or Sir Lamorak de Gales, I saw never knight bear down so many in so little a while as did Sir Gareth, and anon as he was gone we wist not where." "By my head," said Sir Launcelot, "he is a noble knight, and a mighty man, and well breathed. And if he were well assayed," said Sir Launcelot, "I would deem he were good enough for any knight that beareth the life." Page 411. "And he is a gentle knight, courteous, true, and bounteous, meek and mild, and in him is no manner of mal-engine, but plain, faithful, and true." So then they made them ready to depart from the hermit, and so upon a morn they took their horses, and Elaine le Blank with them. And when they came to Astolat, there were they well lodged, and had great cheer of Sir Bernard, the old baron, and of Sir Tirre, his son. And so upon the morn when Sir Launcelot should depart, fair Elaine brought her father with her, and Sir Lavaine, and Sir Tirre, and thus she said, Chapter 19 of the Great Lamentation of the Fair Maid of Astolat when Launcelot should depart, and how she died for his love. "My lord Sir Launcelot, now I see ye will depart, Now, fair knight and courteous knight, have mercy upon me, and suffer me not to die for thy love. What would ye that I did? Said Sir Launcelot. I would have you to my husband, said Elaine. Fair damosel, I thank you, said Sir Launcelot. But truly, said he, I cast me never to be wedded man. Then, fair knight, said she, will ye be my paramour? Jesu defend me, said Sir Launcelot, for then I rewarded your father and your brother full evil for their great goodness. Alas, said she, then must I die for your love. Ye shall not so, said Sir Launcelot, for wit ye well, fair maiden, I might have been married, and I had wood, but I never applied me to be married yet. But because, fair damosel, that ye love me as ye say ye do, I will for your good will and kindness show you some goodness. And that is this, that wheresomever ye will beset your heart upon some good knight that will wed you, I shall give you together 1,000 pounds yearly to you and to your heirs. Thus much will I give you, fair madam, for your kindness, and always, while I live, to be your own knight. Page 412. Of all this, said the maiden, I will none, for but if ye will wed me, or else be my paramour at the least, wit ye well, Sir Launcelot, my good days are done. Fair damosel, said Sir Launcelot, of these two things ye must pardon me. Then she shrieked shrilly, and fell down in a swoon, and then women bare her into her chamber, and there she made over much sorrow, and then Sir Launcelot would depart, and there he asked Sir Lavaine what he would do. What should I do, said Sir Lavaine, but follow you, but if ye drive me from you, or command me to go from you? Then came Sir Bernard to Sir Launcelot, and said to him, I cannot see but that my daughter Elaine will die for your sake. I may not do withal, said Sir Launcelot, for that me sore repenteth, for I report me to yourself that my proffer is fair. And me repenteth, said Sir Launcelot, that she loveth me as she doth. I was never the causer of it, for I report me to your son, I early ne late proffered her bounty nor fair behests. And as for me, said Sir Launcelot, I dare do all that a knight should do, that she is a clean maiden for me, both for deed and for will. And I am right heavy of her distress, for she is a full fair maiden, good, gentle, and well taught. Father, said Sir Lavaine, I dare make good she is a clean maiden as for my lord Sir Launcelot, but she doth as I do, for sithen I first saw my lord Sir Launcelot, I could never depart from him, nor naught I will, and I may follow him. Then Sir Launcelot took his leave, and so they departed and came unto Winchester. And when Arthur wist that Sir Launcelot was come whole and sound, the king made great joy of him. And so did Sir Gawain and all the knights of the Round Table, except Sir Agravaine and Sir Mordred. Also Queen Guinevere was wood wroth with Sir Launcelot, and would by no means speak with him, but estranged herself from him. And Sir Launcelot made all the means that he might for to speak with the queen, but it would not be. Page 413. Now speak we of the fair maiden of Astolat, that made such sorrow night, day and night, that she never slept, ate, nor drank, and ever she made her complaint unto Sir Launcelot. So when she had thus endured 10 days, that she feebled so that she must needs pass out of this world, then she shrived her clean and received her Creator, and ever she complained still upon Sir Launcelot. Then her ghostly father bade her leave such thoughts. Then she said, Why should I leave such thoughts? Am I not an earthly woman? And all the while the breath is in my body, I may complain me, for my belief is I do none offence, though I love an earthly man. And I take God to my record. I loved never none but Sir Launcelot du Lake, nor never shall, and a clean maiden I am for him and for all other. And sithen it is the sufferance of God that I shall die for the love of so noble a knight, I beseech the High Father of Heaven to have mercy upon my soul, and upon my innumerable pains that I suffered, may be allegiance of part of my sins. For sweet Lord Jesu, said the fair maiden, I take thee to record. On thee I was never great offenser against thy laws, but that I love this noble knight Sir Launcelot out of measure, and of myself, good Lord, I might not withstand the fervent love wherefore I have my death. And then she called her father Sir Bernard, and her brother Sir Tirre, and heartily she prayed her father that her brother might write a letter like as she did indite it. And so her father granted her. And when the letter was written word by word, like as she devised, then she prayed her father that she might be watched until she were dead. And while my body is hot, let this letter be put in my right hand, and my hand bound fast with the letter until that I be cold. And let me be put in a fair bed with all the richest clothes that I have about me. And so let my bed and all my richest clothes be laid with me in a chariot under the next place where Thames is. And there let me be put within a barget, and but one man with me, such as ye trust to steer me thither, and that my barget be covered with black samite over and over. Thus, Father, I beseech you, it be done. Page 414. So her father granted it her faithfully. All things should be done like as she had devised. Then her father and her brother made great dole, for when this was done, anon she died. And so when she was dead, the corpse and the bed all was led the next way unto Thames. And there a man and the corpse and all were put into Thames. And so the man steered the barget unto Westminster, and there he rowed a great while to and fro, or any espied it.